Chapter 28.
Ugh!
Nath said.
My head's killing me.
Slowly he sat up, squinting his eyes. The light was dim, blurry, and wavering, but it felt like he was waking up to the dawn's bright light. Something covered his mouth and face. It was sticky, a thin layer of webbing. He peeled it away, swung his legs over the edge of the slab of the stone he sat on, and rubbed his aching eyes.
I have a bad feeling about this,
he said. Opening his eyes for what seemed like the very first time, Nath Dragon took in a sharp breath.
Where am I?
He sat on a slab of granite, like an altar, big enough to hold three men. The room was an octagon, with a lone candelabra flickering above. It was sparse, but the stonework was magnificent. Round columns were carved from the stone, and the floor was tiled in patterns he did not know. It made him think of the tomb in the Shale Hills where he and Brenwar had confronted the steel dragon with the thunderstone. He slid off the slab and began walking around.
Guzan,
he said, grimacing.
My legs are leaden.
The chamber was big enough to hold 100 people, if not more, and a single iron door straight across from him was the only exit.
Where in Nalzambor is this?
He said.
Brenwar?
There was no answer. He shook his head and rolled his neck. It cracked and felt funny. He stretched out his great arms and locked them behind his neck, yawning a long yawn.
How long have I been sleeping this time? Feels like months.
He swallowed hard.
Oh, no.
He held out his arms. His clawed hands jutted out of the heavy green robes that covered him. His fingers seemed the same as they had before, but the nails seemed a little longer and thicker. He reached back and rubbed his neck.
What?
He felt a series of bumps on his neck. They felt like hard, rigid, protruding scales.
No!
He grabbed the heavy robes that covered his chest and tore them off. His chest was covered in black scales that reflected the candlelight.
No!
Gaping, he stared at the long nails on his scaly toes and fell back against the granite altar.
This can't be,
he said, grabbing his head and shaking it in his hands.
My face!
He ran his scaly fingers all over it and found long locks of his auburn hair. His chin was covered in a beard. He stormed through the room, looking for anything that might give him a reflection of his face. But only the door was there, and it showed nothing. Gently, he traced his face with his fingers once more.
I think it's still the same.
He gave himself a once-over. Everything he could see was covered in scales, and they weren't smooth like a snake's either.
What is this?
He ran his hand over the armor-like ridges on his arms. They were as hard as rock and metal.
I don't think I'll need Brenwar's breastplate anymore.
He combed his long hair through his fingers in front of his face and shook his head.
It's never been this long before. I wish I could see myself. I bet I look magnificent.
He sauntered through the chamber.
But first things first, where in Nalzambor am I?
The last thing he remembered was eating enough food to feed an army, sitting at that magic table down by the river with Brenwar, Bezog, Sasha, and Ben. Licking his lips, he could still taste the pie on his tongue. His tummy rumbled. Worry crossed his features.
I've got to get out of here,
he said. He walked over to the iron door, started to pound on it, and stopped. He'd been assuming Brenwar must be on the other side, or another of his friends. But what if that wasn't the case? What if he was captured? If his enemies had him? and his friends were dead. The clerics of Barnabas could easily be behind it. He pressed his ear to the great metal door and closed his eyes. A minute passed, then two. Nothing. He said, rubbing his chin and eyeing the torches high above him. The flames didn't flicker or waver, and no wispy smoke bellowed from them.
Magic is behind this.
He ran his hands over the great columns with ancient carvings in them. He tested the tiles on the floor. He knocked on all the walls, high and low. But the chamber was as solid as a mountain of stone. He punched his fist into his hand, grinded his teeth, let out a puff of smoke.
I need out of this tomb.
He took a deep breath and yelled at the top of his lungs.
Branwar!
His voice fell flat, not even an echo. Nath felt alone, scared, angry.
No. Someone must know I'm in here.
He punched the iron door over and over. He beat it until his knuckles ached and he couldn't hit it anymore. Chest heaving and sweat rolling down his eyes, he glared at the door with anger. He'd dented it, but the door was just as tight as ever in its ancient frame. Whatever was put in here was never meant to get out. That much was clear. He rubbed the sore knuckles on his hand.
Oh, this is bad.
Nat's mind started racing. Had they put him in here to protect him or to keep him? How long could he live inside the chamber without starving to death? Without water? Why was he even alive? All that food he'd eaten must have lasted him. He began pacing back and forth, angry, and muttering under his breath.
What is going on? I can't die like this. I'll starve.
He hit the columns. He kicked the slab altar. He let out a roar. Smoke billowed out. He felt his great chest fill with heat. He wanted nothing more than to let it out. He eyed the door.
How hot is my breath anyway?
He squared up in the door, inhaled a deep breath. A geyser of hot flames roared out. Nath poured it on. The entire chamber lit up in red-hot light. He breathed until he was out of breath. Smoke was everywhere. The stink of charred metal filled his nose. He fanned the smoke from his eyes and saw a large hole of dripping iron metal greeting him like the mouth of a melting giant. He jumped right through it.
Yes!
It was dark on the other side, but the glowing metal gave him a little illumination. His keen sight came into focus. He stood at the bottom of a stone staircase that led up in a spiral. It wound along the inner sidewall that stretched into the fathomless darkness.
Great Guzan,
he said, exasperated.
Where am I?
He headed up the slowly winding steps, traversing what seemed to be the mouth of a volcano, or geyser, or something. It must have been 100 feet from one side to the other. The rock walls were smooth, the steps wide as he traveled upward. Minute after minute, hour after hour, until he stopped and sat down. He wasn't tired.
What madness is this?
He could see 30 feet up the steps and 30 feet back. But everything else was black as a moonless night. Below, the warm illumination of the torches gave him comfort. Above, uncertainty was wrinkling the thought of freedom.
Perhaps I dream,
he said to himself.
Perhaps I'm dead.
He groaned.
On your feet, Nath Dragon. Even if you are dead, you can at least act like you're alive.
Running his hand along the wall, he ascended 2 steps at a time, sometimes three. Losing track of time, he moved onward, upward, higher and higher.
This is madness. Bezos!